hello, my friends, and once again, we're back with the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. As always, you guys getting ready for a fun weekend, I hope, or whatever you guys are getting into. Be sure to check out all the different specials we have on the site at healthmasters.com. Bring you guys highest quality supplements in the world. And be sure, you go right up to the top of the site if you're looking for it, the podcast. Now, I want to clarify something real quick. A person asked me this yesterday. The shop supplements, let me go back. Let me start this over. So you're on the site, healthmasters.com. All supplement needs here. If you go up here to the articles, see the top up here? This gets you the articles that we write on health topics every single time we look at articles here. These are stuff that we write, that we post on supplements and nutrition and basically different topics that are going on. This is not, let me repeat, this is not where we post daily news links from the show. Everything that's involved with the podcast, with the daily news, with the feeds, with Rumble, with Spotify, it is all up here, and this nice button says podcast. This takes you to the podcast. This takes you to the news feed, which a lot of people have asked me on, the news articles, daily news, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, pretty much every single day.
Click on yesterday.
Let me show you what we're doing here. Remember, we covered these stories on yesterday's show. Denmark will shoot first and ask questions later. Quotes from Alexander, Solzhenitsyn. We did all that yesterday. Then we talk about Charlie Kirk. We talked about actors. Wife of ice shooting says, I made her come down here to confront agents. And we have all these stories that we covered, even with Ashley Babbitt here we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
All this stuff that we talk about on the show, we try to always list the reference that we're using,
and
so you guys will know what we're talking
at
about.
At the top right here, the news button on thebrowershow.com. We've done this now to correlate and consolidate everything that was of the podcast, the news topics, everything right here on one site. And then, if you need to, you got the latest episodes, you can click on them, and if you go back over to Shop Supplements, boom, takes you right back to Health Masters. I can't make this any cleaner.
Well,
it's as clean as
I'm glad you're showing everybody, because honestly, it's not that clean.
Well, it's clean. It's way cleaner than it was.
Let me qualify what
it's
I just said.
It's that clean. Thank you.
The reason it's not clean is you haven't used it before, and you're looking at it like a calf at a new gate, and you're trying to figure out where all these buttons are. Once you get to use it, you start using it super clean and extremely well done. The problem is a lot of you guys are still looking at the old website.
Right.
You're still looking where the podcasts were posted. You're still looking where the news feed was posted. And I'm the same way. Sometimes I look at stuff and I go, where's that button? I can't find that button.
It was there for like 12, 13 years.
Well, yeah. And so this is a super clean site, like Austin says, but it's not the old site.
It's not the old site at all. It's completely different.
So what happens when you first start looking at it, it gets complicated. Like a lot of times you go to the website, you have to do this, you got 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 to do this before you can order a product. Well, then you say, well, this is complicated. Well, after you do it two or three times, it's really easy. This is a super clean site, but it's not clean initially when you first look at it if you're not a computer dude or girl.
It's completely different than the old site.
It is.
I mean, like right here, magnesium brain food. Want to click on it? I want to add it to my cart. Actually, you know what? I want to subscribe. I want to say 5% off, and I want to get it delivered to my door every 6 weeks so I don't have to think about it. I add it to my cart. Boom.
Done.
Now, I'll take my D3 out that I played with yesterday. I go here to check out. Boom, done. Already have everything logged in here. And it's got Shop Pay, Shopify, my name, MasterCard's already saved. I click Pay Now. It's done. That's it. It's in my inbox. It's right to shipping. It's out the door today. It's 3 clicks. That's it. Done. So, yes.
So it's a super clean site. Austin's right. But not when you first look at it if you're used to the old site.
Right.
So just thank you so much for giving us the courtesy and the respect of just chilling through this thing.
That's why I went email. Somebody sent me emails and they were asking. They said, where are the news articles? And I said, this is daily or weekly.
Show them again. Let's go.
This article button right here.
No. Go back.
No, I'm showing this because a lot of people were clicking this.
No. Go out of the site. Go back to the internet. Go back to the search engine.
Go back to the internet.
Go back to the search engine.
Okay, I'll go back to
Safari.
Google.
No, there we go. Let's go Google. Health Masters. Okay. Boom. Done. Click. Health Masters, boom, done. Now we're here.
Yeah,
that's simple.
Now you want a podcast. You want to watch the shows. You want to see all the daily articles.
There's the articles right here.
And we made the button. It's a light purple. I can make it a bigger color if you guys want something, but I kept it pretty clean. You click podcast, and you're boom, done.
And up here, podcast. the podcast, news feed, Angel Wars,
About, download MP3s. This goes to a whole section where we got all the MP3s down. You can download all this stuff for all the old school want it downloaded. Contact us, then you can watch live. But a lot of people, I mean, that's that. You know, does everybody still watch it live? We had a lot of live.
We'll push on live. Let's watch ourselves live right now. Will it do that?
I don't know.
Try it. See what it'll do. Well, no, it's not us.
Yeah, it is. It's got about a 5-second delay on it. Watch. 10-second delay.
20-second delay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't see it.
Watch live.
Whoa, where
there
are
it is.
I still don't see us.
It's right there.
Why are we not moving?
There we are.
Now we're watching us watch you guys watch us live. That was kind of
all right. back to Health Masters. You go with the quercetin's on sale. That's on product of the week.
By the way, you were right about the scooper on that. It is tiny.
Oh, it's a small amount.
It's 100 servings for one can. Then the wife jumped out and ordered to videotape everything.
She went and recorded the backside of it. So she shouldn't have gotten shot in the face.
Nope, absolutely
they
not.
They should have deployed you. Just pulled her tag. Arrested her felony warrants.
Yeah.
Because they could issue 3 or 4 or 5 felony warrants. Gone to her house, picked her up. Getting shot in the face over that, I think that was excessive. Should she have been using her vehicle as a protest or weapon? Absolutely not. There's been numerous reports now that she would have been driving around repeatedly. She was there as a provocateur. She was there causing issues. She'd been there numerous times. This is not her leaving the, you know, Walmart with a jug of milk for her daughter as they were trying to act like it was before. She was just trying to get home freely in panic. That was not what was going on. She'd been driving around for hours, apparently, trying to push through these roadblocks. So both sides were out of line on it, in my opinion, the more I've researched it now. And the issue is, too, is, and that's why I said yesterday, you got these federal agents that do not have extensive combat training or extensive, basically, riot training at all. They're training these guys. They're dropping them in the field. They're running unbelievably high cortisol all day.
We have two more guys shot up there in Portland. You know, by ICE agents. And you know, the whole thing is this thing's turning into a powder keg.
From what I have read and what I've been told as well, a lot of these ICE protesters are coming in and threatening deadly force. They're coming in and say, we're going to kill you guys. We're going to shoot you guys. We're going to stab you guys. You got to remember, when you get a direct head-to-head confrontation that leads on for hours, multiple times a day, people start getting really aggressive, really aggressive. Cortisol starts going through the roof. After 2 or 3 days of excessive conflict like that, everybody's central nervous system is completely overloaded.
You know, I remember years ago, I had a friend of mine and his family. They were involved in an easement dispute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about. Yep. And what happened is it escalated with the police being called multiple times. Finally, the cops said, if this was any place else, you people didn't have something to lose because these were nice homes. Somebody would have already been killed. He said that.
That's exactly. I was standing there talking to him.
Somebody would have already been arrested, gone to jail for murder on this. He goes, this is escalated to the point now that it's a nightmare. And I remember I talked to an attorney years ago about an easement dispute that I had been involved in. And he said, oh, we love easement disputes. He goes, people get their egos involved.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, here's what we have to do. If you want us to defend you on this easement dispute, you have to give us $50,000 as a retainer. I will stick 4 people on it. We'll burn through your retainer quicker than you've ever imagined.
He's real honest with you. I remember that.
And he goes, we love easement disputes because people's egos get involved.
And emotions.
He says, either they end up moving or they end up going bankrupt over this. And he goes, it's great. We love it. It makes us really wealthy. And I thought myself,
he said that.
No, he was like, but he was being truthful. And I thought myself, wow, this is crazy. But see, that's the same thing happens here. You get 2 or 3 days of these constant conflicts. He said this. She said that. They threatened me with this. They threatened me with that. And all of a sudden, now everybody bows up.
Everybody's
mad. And remember, and I'm going to say something here that don't get all pissy-passed with me again. I got too many emails about this stuff yesterday. When you get Butch Dyke lesbians that are involved in stuff like this, in many cases, they're on hormone replacement therapy. They're taking testosterone.
I have personally heard that.
No, that's the truth.
I've had conversations.
And they get really, really aggressive because... Let me explain something to you. And this is just physiology. A woman's brain is a dominant right hemisphere brain in most cases. Men's are left brain. The left brain handles testosterone a whole lot better than a right brain hemisphere does. When women get elevated testosterone, they start being extremely erratic. You start talking about men who have roid rage, it's because their testosterone levels are so high and they can't control themselves. They get unbelievably angry. They get short fused and everything else. A lot of these police officers are on testosterone.
They're on TRT too. Yes, they are.
And they're bodybuilders and they're basically working out all the time and they're taking TRTs. A lot of them, of course, may or may not have prescriptions for that. Same thing with these women who are doing this. So you get this hormonal stuff involved in everything.
Everybody's
else.
Aggressive.
Well, no. These butch dyke lesbians, when they get on TRT, many of them get extremely volatile and physical, and they want to hit people. I'm just telling you. I remember I told you about Dottie. She was in my mom's cottages, and she's about 300 pounds, about 5'8", and she was a butch dyke lesbian. She used to run around with a see-through T-shirt. It was a nightmare as a child, okay? And all she wanted to do is fight all the time. I remember Howard told me one time, he said, and this is a guy who helped, you know, he was like my mentor. He's a college-educated chemist. He said, don't get around Dottie. She'll whip you. She'll beat you. He told me that. All she wants to do is fight. She's 300 pounds. She'll knock you out. And I thought to myself, whoa. Now, whether Dottie was on testosterone or not, I don't know. I don't care. Long time ago in my history. But the problem is that I've been around these types of people in my entire life, and they will escalate. They will get madder and madder and madder, and then they'll walk up to you, and they'll pull their fist back, and they'll say, watch me slap a smart aleck upside the head. And they'll hit somebody right in front of you. And you're like, jeez, I can't even believe I'm being raised in this environment. This is like a nightmare. But that's how aggressive they get when they're on TRTs or on testosterone, or they're just in general, butch dyke lesbians. So I'm sorry that lady got shot. She didn't deserve to get shot. No way. But she shouldn't have been sitting out there blocking the road for 4 minutes and then being a provocateur and use her car as a weapon. Now, let me say something to you. A lot of people don't realize that a car is a weapon.
Yeah, it's a deadly weapon.
It's a deadly weapon. It's 4,000 or 5,000 pounds. You hit somebody with that weapon, even at 2 or 3 miles an hour, you can permanently disable them, if not kill them, from the impact. I remember I was over in Tampa a few years ago and they were working on the interstate and one of the construction workers got killed.
Yeah.
Okay, and he was up on a lift, and he got hit with an I-beam that they were moving to lock the interstate in place. No, it just touched him. It just cracked his skull.
Well, you know, you got a 20,000 or 30,000 pound I-beam impacting your skull at even 2 or 3 miles.
No, not even that. It just did that.
Yeah,
it crushed his skull. And see, the same thing happens with an automobile. You know, when you have an automobile basically hitting you at 2 or 3 miles an hour, that's 4 or 5 thousand pounds. It can crush you. It can break your ribs. It can break your arm. It can give you a concussion. Heck, you get pushed under the wheel and get killed. And so these women and guys also who are using these weapons, these cars as weapons, they don't understand the full impact of what they're doing in some cases. They really don't. They don't understand the mathematics of the weight. And so these guys are saying, hey, look, I just got dragged 50 feet and ended up with 20 stitches. Got all lacerated from this. This ain't happening to me again.
No.
Okay. Now, he should never have pulled the gun. He should have stepped out of the way and let the girl go.
He could have drawn his weapon if he felt in fear of his life. But, you know, discharge.
You can't see the video very well.
Yeah, there's another video I saw. He did get hit. I mean, it goes both sides on it. She shouldn't have been there. He could have easily moved. He was trying to block the vehicle from leaving, which he... There's both sides to it.
But people escalate.
But the problem is, you got, and I said this yesterday, when you're in hot situations like that, it's always easy for everybody to armchair quarterback what happened later on. When you're in a conflict like that that lasts, what, 5, 6 seconds?
If I was a police officer and I really felt somebody was going to try to run me over, I would shoot them.
Yeah. If I couldn't just step out of the way.
If I couldn't step out of the way. But then again, egos get involved.
That's exactly.
She ain't gonna make me move.
I ain't moving. Hmm? If she hits me, I'm gonna kill her.
And he did hit. And she did hit him.
Yeah, she did.
She bumped him. Okay. So now he's been. And the police. Some police are real funny about this. You touch him on the shoulder. Say, good to see you again. Yeah, I'm charging you assault.
A battery on an LEO.
LEO. I tapped you on the shoulder. Said, nice seeing you. Yeah, man. Hands behind your back. You're arrested. And you're like, what the heck just happened? A lot of them are real touchy about stuff like that. You don't touch them. You don't get near them or anything else. They get really mad about stuff. And, you know, and again, a lot of these guys basically have had it the other way where they didn't do something like that 2 or 3 times and suddenly walks up to them and sucker punches them. Now, if you've ever been sucker punched, which I have, being a bouncer in a bar, you learn real quickly. You don't sit with your back to the door.
That's a fact.
You don't turn around when somebody's being a pot. When somebody starts posturing on you, you don't turn around because you're giving them a perfect opportunity to cold cock you. You don't do stuff like that.
One thing I want to cover, my buddy sent me this last night. He said, are they trying to create another George Floyd 2.0 with this Minnesota situation?
Probably.
And George Floyd was in 2020 mm-hmm. during COVID in Minnesota. And he said, here's what they're not telling you. There's a lot of the charges against Maduro are slowly being dropped in order to not reveal the majority of the drugs were not coming from Venezuela.
We already said that.
Remember, I told this yesterday, 2 days ago. Pambani comes out and says, oh, by the way, he's not part of this international drug cartel running drugs. That was all made up. Oh, we're going to charge him with illegal possession of machine guns in another country. I told you guys this the other day. You watch and see, he's going to end up getting some type of sweetheart deal where it just disappears and he just kind of goes away and he's just going to leave the topic of discussion. On top of that, it said Venezuela, another Venezuela-Russian oil tanker has now been seized and apparently Russian submarines are being sent in now for this response. For obvious reasons. Now you're starting to talk about as far as China is starting to threaten the U.S. over this. Israel is starting to get irritated with Iran. Surprise, surprise. And all this conflict is coming up behind the scenes. All while now every single media news topic in the entire country is covering what happened in Minnesota. For obvious reasons. But again, is this being done and perpetually set up now? Were they waiting for the fuse to get lit? Were they waiting and intentionally setting up these situations so something like this would happen?
This fuse is lit. And now Trump's he's setting up military targets in Mexico for drug cartels. Yeah. And now he lays out a vision of power restrained only by his own mortality. His quote, by my own mortality. In other words, the only thing that will stop me is my own death. On topic after topic, President Trump has made clear that he would be the arbiter of any limits to his authorities, not international law or treaties. In other words, I'll do what I darn well please to do, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Well,
because I control the military.
Well, I told you this yesterday. This is becoming imperialism at its finest example. We're sitting here, well, I think we're going to take over Greenland. We'll take over Venezuela. We'll take over Mexico. And quite frankly, at a base level of combat, we can.
We can.
We can. We can pretty much do anything we want to do. And, I mean, we could even handle a ground invasion from just about any other country because, I mean, the United States, let's just be real, we have the largest armed civilian population that's ever been in existence. Just be real about that.
With some real weapons.
With real weapons. I mean, you got to remember, even the legal weapons that you hear about, that doesn't even discuss all the SOT2 manufacturers that are legally allowed to manufacture basically all types of defensive weapons and contract work. That's all over the country with contractors that I know. That's not even discussed. So there's a reason why we probably won't ever see a ground invasion. And there's a reason why, too, they don't want to go to a nuke war. Everybody has too much to lose.
It's the 5G, 6G.
Trillions of dollars in infrastructure. How do they continue to monitor? How do they continue to basically go through and record everybody? This just came out now. Another article speaking of that. Wegman expands biometric surveillance in all New York City stores now collecting facial, eye, and voice data
store.
Shoppers. This is grocery aisles. The grocery aisle has been testing grounds for corporate biometric systems. Customers in Wegman stores in New York City are now being monitored in all types of ways. The grocery store has stated now. They're putting a sign up here. Attention customers, biometric identifier information is collected at this location. The grocery said they're collecting all facial, eye, and voice data from anyone who comes in the store. The notice explains the data collection is meant to protect your safety. It's always for your protection, isn't it?
No, and what they're going to do is you're going to walk into the store. They're going to show an ad on a big screen right in front of you of what you're interested in.
We're going to watch this because obviously this movie has become unbelievably ominous now. It's Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
That movie was way ahead of its time. But he's walking through the mall. All they have is facial recognition iris scanners everywhere. As soon as you walk past them, they scan your face, and they have personalized ads. Barrage everywhere you walk through the mall. You can't go anywhere. Buy this. And they're all based on the algorithm for everything they've monitored and data collected from your phone, from your microphone, from your camera, from your search engine, to your location, everything you've done. This is why I tell you it's really important to do your best to keep your information you have as protected as possible and don't just throw it around loosely because they are going to use it.
Oh, by the way, we were right again.
We're always right. No, we're not always right. I'm not that arrogant.
Okay.
We're right a lot.
Jeffrey Epstein was allegedly spotted living the billionaire lifestyle in Israel.
Is that confirmed or is that speculation?
No, it's speculation for us.
It sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah, but here goes. They told you he died in jail, but the suicide was a staged exit. And the man who knew too much is now living under protection in a country with no extradition. Epstein's death in a high-security prison was the most convenient scripted event in modern history.
Absolutely.
No body shown to the public. a broken camera, and guards asleep. It wasn't an oversight. It was an extraction. That's really well said, by the way.
That's exactly.
Israel is the perfect hideout with its intelligence capabilities, political protection, and history of sheltering intelligence assets. It's the one place where a man like Epstein can be rebooted with a new identity and full security. The elite don't kill their bankers. They relocate them. Epstein wasn't just a predator. He was the blackmail hub for the global power structure. His knowledge was too valuable to lose, and his clients too powerful to risk exposure. And we will never see his unredacted files. I told you we wouldn't, and we haven't. Those sightings aren't coincidental. They're controlled leaks, a way to signal to the public that the game is rigged. While simultaneously mocking the idea of justice, it's a message. We own the narrative, and we can make a monster vanish and reappear at will. The lesson is clear. Epstein didn't just survive. He was rewarded. And every time he's spotted, it's a reminder that there are two worlds, one where you face consequences and one where the rules don't apply at all. That's one of the best articles I've ever read.
That was incredibly well written. Think about
rules for thee and not for me.
Think about this for a second. You know, we had this entire congressional vote to release everything on Epstein.
It didn't happen.
Now, what just happened 2 days ago, right? We have this whole protest. We have shooting. We have all this stuff, right? Look at what CNN posted on the back page. Nobody even saw this. This is CNN. DOJ says it's released less than 1% of their Epstein files. They're now reviewing more than 2 million documents.
It'll all be redacted.
Epstein trafficked nobody to nobody, but there's 2 million federal paper documents on him. 2 million? Million? Documents? Do you understand the level of paperwork that is? Like, millions?
Well, you got
rooms.
One box of paper for your thing is like 5,000.
5,000 for a big box.
Ten of those would be 50,000.
Yeah.
100 of those would be 500,000. That means you're going to have four times that. You're going to have 400 cases of paper.
Yeah. 400 cases. You're talking pallets.
Pallets.
They said we've released over 12,285 documents, which is less than 1%. Of Epstein files. Remember, the data they released, Zero Hedge covered this. This was in the data they released. He had almost $500 billion in total assets between accounts, between cash, between real estate.
Half a billion.
It was like $450 million in assets when he died. Yeah, he didn't kill himself. Let's just be clear on that. So anyways, I've covered that.
No, he's not dead.
No, that's not the way. Yeah. And now suddenly, oh, he's releasing the data with 12,000 documents released. Oh, yeah, by the way.
Car attacks on ICE agents have spiked more than 3,200% in a year.
Yeah.
Wow. This is what the DHS are revealing after the Minnesota shooting. And let me say something to you. That's not a true statement. I'm telling you they're lying about that. It hasn't increased by 3,200%. What's happened is they're recording them now as attacks.
That's true.
People try to drive away. It's an attack. Yep. You got the person has their hand on the windshield, say, stop the car, and they drive away. The person moves their hand. There's no attack. But that's, again, the aggressiveness on an LEO. Yep. All of this stuff now is to be recording his car. And that what that does, that gives them the right now to, quote, defend themselves against car attacks.
Well, and what they're doing, the way they have spun this, if you remember during COVID, there were numerous people that were either killed or severely injured during the BLM terrorist attacks where people were caught up in mobs and they couldn't drive. They were terrified to drive because these unbelievably sadistic DAs in some of these towns, some of these cities, I mean, just piece of crap attorneys, were going in and saying, you touched a protester with your car. You had 50 protesters around you trying to flip your vehicle and beat you to death with baseball bats. You don't have a right to drive off and hit anybody. You remember this? They were literally charging people with felony because they touched somebody with a car. Well, now they're spinning it. They're saying, oh, well, you know, they have a right to move. If they have a right to move in Florida, you have a right to hit a protester in Florida if you're in fear of your life. These people have the same right now if federal agents are stopping them and they don't want to comply. That's how they're spinning this entire topic now. And so they're feeding this information to the protesters, the provocateurs, are saying, you don't have to listen to this. You don't have to be in fear of your life. If a federal agent tries to stop you in your car, just run them over, because that's what they do in Florida. Mm-hmm. That's how they're trying to spin this down in an article. We have a right to do it down here.
Well, you know,
but we don't. They're spinning it.
Yeah, we just don't run over people. By the way, you know, Reddit is real bad about this. A Florida man does this.
Oh, God.
A Florida woman does this. Florida man, you know, finds a gator with, you know, with files in his belly. A Florida man's this. And you're like, really? Okay. This is not the wild, wild west here in Florida.
It kind of
close,
is.
Close.
But it depends where you go.
Yeah,
you go out to Rancho Bonito out in Zephyr Hills, right? It's that property out there that is turned into the wild west. Per the sheriff department's verbal basis on it, you go out there, you're on your own.
There's machine gun fire out there.
Oh, yeah. The law enforcement does not go out there unless they have a crew anymore now. It's in this weird dead zone of Polk County and what, it's not Hernando, it's
yeah, Hillsborough.
Hillsborough County. And no law enforcement wants to go there. It's about 2,000 acres of side by side, 4x4 ride. It's a really good time. I used to have a great time out there. But now everybody's realized. It literally is the Wild West. You do not go out there unarmed. You do not go out there.
Did somebody get attacked with machine gun fire out there?
Oh, yeah. Brody, he got shot in the face. Some Puerto Ricans got mad at him, pulled out a seared off AR.
I'm going to make the Puerto Ricans mad this morning.
What'd they do now?
Oh.
Besides shooting machine guns. Gosh.
Well, my attorney told me this morning, he goes, what we need to do is trade Puerto Rico for Greenland.
Oh, gosh. I mean, Greenland's
Let Denmark have Puerto Rico. They'd love it. It's a nice island community, nice sunshine.
I was about to say, they probably want to have some tropical area.
Now, mind you, I've met some of the nicest people I've ever met in Puerto Rico, and they also, some of the hardest workers I've ever known are from Puerto Rico. But we put a lot of financial aid into Puerto Rico, and then we decided, in my opinion, stop a hurricane over a few years ago because they defaulted on a $50 billion IMF loan.
Well, and the problem is what happened is a lot of the criminals, a lot of the gangs in Puerto Rico exploited the money that was coming down there in order to get it funding to the United States.
They came to Orlando.
Fast. And they all got funded. A lot of criminals. I mean, I've heard this from Puerto Rican barbershops that I go to, and they've said there's a lot of criminals that came up here from Puerto Rico.
Oh, I got a health story. Can I talk now? Where's my camera?
See what I have to put up with sometimes on Friday? Hey, I'll give it to you. It's Friday.
Yeah. Common food preservatives have been linked to cancer and type 2 diabetes.
Imagine that.
And here we go. Guys, ready? I have told you this for 40 years. And here we go. You guys ready? And you guys have asked me so many times about the preservatives. He goes, number one cause of cancer here, sodium nitrite.
There you go.
A chemical salt commonly used in processed meat such as bacon, ham, and bacon and sausage and deli meats was associated with a 32% increase in prostate and different types of cancer. Its cousin, potassium nitrite, was associated with a 22% increase in cancer. Wow. Think about this for a second. I've been telling you that and telling you. Remember my number one food on my top 10 list never to eat were high-fat luncheon meats. Bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs.
Unbelievably processed.
I have warned and warned and warned and warned about this. But yet, finally, they're coming across and saying this, and they're doing it. Now, number two, type 2 diabetes and preservatives. They're also linking different types of nutrients and chemicals in the 17 preservatives about causing increased risks of cancer and also increased risks of diabetes. Potassium sorbate, potassium metasulfite, sodium nitrite again, and sodium acetate. It also raises the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. A sixth preservative, calcium propionate, was also connected. It's the white powder used to stop mold and bacterial growth. You know what's funny about this is, you know, I'm really glad that Kennedy's up in D.C. now working on this and wanting to get these chemicals out of our food supply. A lot of this stuff is banned in Europe, just banned.
Oh, completely. It's banned in most countries.
No, and I always tell everybody, was always saying, what's the acid test that you use if you're going to eat something? And I say, well, it's simple. Number one is hydrogenated oil. That's number one. But that's pretty much been taken out of everything now, or they conceal it. Number two is sodium nitrite. That's the... guys, it causes pancreatic cancer, it causes liver cancer, it causes all these different types of cancers. It's unreal how poisonous it is. And so that's why if Boar's Head has some of its varieties
that
don't have it, some of Boar's Head has
it. You have to read the label on it. And I can tell you this from personal research, almost every single beef jerky at the store, almost every single one you will find has sodium nitrite in it. Almost every single luncheon meat you find at Publix that's processed, you know, turkey slices, That not have to be pork. Turkey. Turkey's got almost all of it's got sodium nitrite in the slices.
That's why it's pink.
That's why it's pink. And a lot of times you see a pink circle in the middle of it. That sodium nitrite, they inject in the middle of it to process it, and it spreads through the tissue. Almost all those have, as far as sodium nitrite in them, so stay away from them.
Nitrite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's one of the most poisonous chemicals ever put into the food supply, and there's absolutely no reason to use it at all, period. And that's why if I go to a luncheon shop, you know, if I want to go get a sandwich somewhere and I'm really hungry, first thing I do is I say, I need to know if you use... You
what
know,
meat you're using.
And I'll say, well, does it have sodium nitrite? They'll say, and invariably they'll say, we don't know. And I say, go check the labels out, please, for me on the packaging.
And one of the only places, and I have to say this, I do have to brag on them, even though they've gotten insanely expensive. People always talk about Publix subs. Publix is one of the only places that carries Boar's Head full line for any sub you want. You can ask them, I want a turkey, you know, sub. I want to see the Boar's Head that I want over there. And they will pull the entire stock out of the doggone refrigerator
and let
you look at the label on it. And you look and see if it's got sodium nitrite. Boar's Head is probably the only clean, actually it is. It's the only clean lunch meat that I'll touch. Mm-hmm. And I don't even eat it very often. But that's the only one I'll ever touch. I pretty much won't eat anywhere else.
But, you know, the same thing with hydrogenated oils. And another article came out that says that alcohol is one of the primary causes of breast cancer in women. I've been telling you that for 40 years, too. And so but alcohol...
That aluminum, I think aluminum deodorant is probably right there next to it.
So they're finally catching up to us. Also.
Well, RFK Jr. is doing... And a lot of people were skeptical. I was skeptical at first. I really tried to be encouraging of everybody. I said, at least let's see what he does. And, I mean, the first thing he did, that would be the first thing he did out of the gate was a Red 40. What the heck is this still on the market for? Why do we have red food coloring? Almost every industrialized country in the world has banned Red 40 because how toxic it is to the human body. Why isn't it food here still?
Oh, by the way, I got an article here. This is interesting. I don't normally cover this because I really don't care what these people do. As long as it doesn't affect me or my family. Let's talk about sodomites.
Where'd we go on Friday?
And it says sodomite behavior is a choice. And I read this. I watched actually the video.
That was a horrible segue.
It was.
Sodium nitrite.
Actually, it's not. Both of them are toxic. And, and so I'm not going to say another word. I could go further than that. But what it says is that everybody's got to make choices. And it's true, isn't it? I mean, if you're a guy and you like girls, you know, you choose girls. If you're a guy and you like, well, whatever, these are all choices that you make. That's what the Bible's very clear about it. And then this article came out of the Daily Mail today, and it says, I gave up a middle-class family life at the age of 40 to become an escort. This is a woman now. It says, years later, I discovered a common condition that affects so many women, it was to blame. Of course, that's hormonal changes and basically menopause, et cetera. And then it says another article. I pulled this up because I saw that thing that I thought, well, this is interesting. I'll cover it a little bit today. It said, it happened to me. I was an escort for 8 years, believing it would empower me, and it didn't. And now, I posted that article, so you guys can read it. And if you make it go into detail, they said they looked at themselves in the mirror after 8 years, and they said, I felt like I was a shallow shell. And, you know, it's really important that we understand that sexuality in any whatever is always going to be a choice. And just be careful with what you do, especially nowadays with all of the stuff that's out there and all of the diseases that are floating around.
Well, let me say this, too. I'm going to cover this briefly. I got a really good article. Now, Bayer is suing everybody now. Bayer, like, they're suing Pfizer, suing everybody. This is an interesting article. Stay tuned for a second, but I'm going to spin off this. One thing that's happened now with social media and a lot of other platforms is they're encouraging both men and women that basically – free aspect of all sexuality is incredibly amazing for you. And it's freeing. It's an empowering. You basically just run around, do anything you want with no holds barred at all times as long as you want to do it. And the problem is that type of behavior has consequences physically and mentally. Let's just be clear on that. And so be careful what your young children are getting exposed to. Be careful what they're being told on these stupid shows like Netflix. Delete Netflix. That's my opinion. What they're doing with transgender, it's all tied under the same subcategory with sexual perversion. Because the boys that like to breathe free air from that one country they're not allowed to talk about, they love to subvert culture. They don't want Christianity talked about anything. They don't want to talk about the laws of man and Christ. They don't want to talk about basically morals and ethics. They don't want any of that discussion being brought up. They want everything to be a free-for-all. Do as thou want. Do as thou will, as Aleister Crowley used to say, which is an unbelievably horrific motto to follow, and that's what they promote, and that's how they subvert the culture. Now, back to Bayer. Bayer is hitting a multi-million dollar, this is growing quickly, lawsuit claiming that Pfizer, Moderna use Monsanto's GMO CRISPR-9 editing to build COVID vaccines with RNA gene therapy. This is big, guys. The boys that love free air suing the boys that love free air.
No, they like to do that.
This is big. Bayer on Tuesday filed a federal lawsuit accusing Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson of using their RNA optimization technology developed by Monsanto to genetically engineer everything as the platform for their COVID vaccines. Wait a minute. So they're admitting now that this was CRISPR-9 gene editing. This is GMO genetically modifying of an organism in order to develop certain things. This is the technology that they used. It was developed by DARPA. Monsanto used it to GMO foods and modify CRISPR-9. And Pfizer and Moderna have now used it to modify RNA COVID gene sequencing shots to completely change people's bodies, as we told you guys from the very beginning. But remember, guys, it was safe and effective because, you know, Fauci said so. 96% efficacy rate. Says Bayer acquired Monsanto in 2018 for $63 million. However, the lawsuit claims that three companies use Monsanto's decade-old patented technology from genetic code sequencing to improve RNA stability and protein expression, obstacle the vaccine makers had previously identified as a challenge. Even though J&J used a viral vector, the lawsuit alleges J&J also relied on the same patented genetic engineering technology to stabilize and amplify protein expression for genetic modification and use it in their vaccines. Welcome to clown world, McCullough Foundation said. One of the largest agrochemical companies responsible for the mass harm through its highly toxic herbicide glyphosate is now in is now in federal court claiming that the deadly COVID-19 vaccine platforms were stolen on genetically modified organism technology. Bayer says it doesn't want to interfere with the COVID-19 vaccines or other RNA gene therapy vaccines and said it wants a cut of the profits from the most lucrative pharmaceutical products in modern history. I don't even know what to say about this, dude. They're blatantly saying this is GMO, genetically modified organism, CRISPR-9 gene therapy that you stole from us that was patented to utilize this and modify vaccines to change people's gene expression, and we want money from it.
Well, you know they're right.
They're not wrong. That's the problem. Yeah. They filed it in court because they know they're right.
Well, you know, they stole technology and they basically weren't paid for it.
No. And Monsanto and Bayer got it. Bayer got it from Monsanto. Monsanto got it from DARPA. This is why they originally started investing in modifying crops. They tested it on crops and they tested it on soldiers. And then they gave it to the world and said it's safe and effective. I can't help when you look at the irony of how sadistic this is. Dude.
5 billion people got injected with a sludge.
The most lucrative pharmaceutical product in modern history, the COVID-19 shot.
Because it was subsidized by the federal government.
Yeah.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
They said the defendants have profited handsomely from infringing vaccine sales worldwide. The patented system provides an important, predictable framework for advanced scientific knowledge by allowing companies to limited period to recover at least a reasonable royalty for the unauthorized use of the genetic modification patented inventions. Guys, they injected you with GMO technology, CRISPR-9 technology. Technology that changes who you are as a person. They injected you with it. They told you it was safe. Bayer's telling you this right now.
And they're mad.
And they're mad because they didn't make money off of it. Because the boys that like their free air don't like when other boys that like free air make more money than them. I can't even with this, dude. That's just ironic. It's just everybody sues everybody now.
Oh, by the way, we're going to change the subject with a terrible segue here. Computer chips made in America. Trump announces progress on leading-edge nodes for U.S. factories, and they're trying to bring computer chips back to the United States. Sadly, this is a little bit too late to be doing all this because we basically have been doing this for a long, long, long time. It's really sad. So here's another article. Forensic analysis and top tactical experts reveal key moments in the ICE shooting video that is determining if ICE was justified the use of deadly force. And what they're finding now from these videos that is creating more and more and more inconclusive evidence, Austin.
Yeah.
Yep. That's all it's doing. Just like Charlie Kirk, just like his assassination, we can basically figure out, you know, we're going to do this, 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 we're going to do this. But isn't that what attorneys do? They assign blame. That's what they do. That's all attorneys do. If you've been charged with a crime, they want to assign blame in a reasonable doubt fashion to anybody else who's involved in this particular thing. I didn't say his mother was the one who did it. I didn't say his sister was the one to do it. But boy, did they have motive to do it. And they were there at the crime scene. Well, they didn't do anything. I didn't say they did anything. There's just a possibility. I'm mentioning this. That's reasonable doubt. And they're going to assign blame. Well, don't you know, his knee got bumped by that bumper. Well, did it really get bumped? Well, it sure looked like it from the video. And just goes on and on and on and on. And now more studies, more people coming out and say, yes, ICE agents can defend themselves from people using cars as murder weapons. And I'm going to say this. You see a lot of people say, well, that's hyperbole. A car is not a murder weapon. Oh, yes, it is. It can be a murder weapon very, very, very quickly. Look at all these people, these protesters, these Muslims, basically, who drive through those barriers in Germany.
Just look at Germany, that one Christmas market. Mm-hmm. Guy came through that van. You see, what they're doing is now here, in a normal clown world that we're in, the normal clown world, somebody getting shot by a federal agent that hits them with their vehicle would not normally bring national news repeatedly day after day after day. But like my buddy said yesterday, this is being set up again to be another George Floyd 2.0 to keep people distracted, to keep people focused on the narrative that they want us to focus on, because there's a lot of flack going on with Venezuela. A lot of social media algorithms talking about Venezuela. A lot of people are not happy about it. Some people were. But back and forth, overall, the topics have now changed. If you look, I guarantee you, I have not pulled it. But if one of y'all do, I guarantee you, if you pull up the algorithms on Google searches, on social media hashtags, you will find this topic in Minneapolis or Minnesota have hit every single targeted algorithm, meaning that's all everybody's discussing right now. It's the next George Floyd 2.0 to keep people distracted because it's a divisive topic. ICE doesn't have a right to be here and deport people. Yes, they do. She had a right to drive off. No, she should have been shot. Back and forth, yin and yang, two narratives all at the same time to keep people distracted while nobody's facing the fact that basically Crest toothpaste packaging changes address to fluoride concerns. This is interesting. This is a topic here that I've discussed. Crest now. The new packaging will clearly show the recommended amount of fluoride toothpaste for children. I still don't know why it's in there. They said Procter & Gamble started sending updated Crest Children's toothpaste packaging to stores under the agreement from Texas Attorney following concerns the previous box encouraged excessive fluoride use, and they did. They are right about that. You know, on the back side it says, you know, a pea-size amount was the actual dosage with X amount of fluoride percentage in there. You pull that up on the back of the box. However, if you've ever looked at a front box of Crest or any of those toothpastes, it shows this giant wallop of toothpaste all the way down the toothbrush, which is like 10 times the recommended dosage on it. Yet, that's why so many kids are constantly getting excess fluoride in this toothpaste, and nobody wants to address it. So now they're having to actually display how much in basically visual ways as far as how much toothpaste you're supposed to use on here.
Well, they need to take the stupid fluoride out of the toothpaste.
That's what I was about to say. The fact of the matter is this. They don't even need to have it. If you really want fluoride and you want to go dig it up somewhere and use it, that's on you. But saying this stuff should even be recommended, it boggles my mind still. That's why we have really good toothpaste in the office. It's cheap. It's effective. It's clean. It's natural. It's really good for you. There's no fluoride in it. It doesn't say you have to contact poison control if you take too much of it.
You think about that for a second.
I know. Look, every box.
You hand a tube of toothpaste to your kid. And it says, if ingested, contact your poison control. And you're like, you're putting it in their mouth, and sublingually they're going to ingest it. So it's like giving a kid who's, you know, 5 years old the keys to your car and saying, go drive around on the highway. It'll be okay. No, it's not going to be okay. You don't do stuff like that because they don't have the ability to basically figure out what to do. So now you're giving this kid who's 5 years old a tube of toothpaste, say, use the piece the size of a piece of rice.
Yeah.
The kid will do
that. And then on the box, it flat out shows this wallop. It's like 2 inches long falling off the toothpaste.
Yeah.
Then you put it in their bathroom. And I mean, how many of y'all really watch your kids brush their teeth every single night? I know. Let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, when your kids come over, you know, and they hang out and they spend the night and they go to the pool and they swim and all that.
They go brush your teeth.
And there's toothpaste all over the sink. There's toothpaste all over the mirror. I don't know what they're doing with it. I guess they put it on their electric toothpaste and flip it on and sling it in the mirror. I mean, I don't even know. But that's at least it doesn't have any fluoride
but
in
you,
it.
But you think about it, though. That kids do that with Crest, and they're using massive amounts of it. Nobody thinks anything
This is the good stuff.
This is the good stuff. You know, I mean, it'd be an example of, you know, hey, here's a bottle of NyQuil, son. Make sure you take the right amount of it. I'm going to leave it in the bathroom for you. That's the equivalent of it. Don't take too much NyQuil. You only need 1 milliliter before you go to bed if you're sick. I'm not even recommending NyQuil. Stuff's toxic. It's got acetaminophen and alcohol. But imagine putting NyQuil on their countertop saying, don't drink too much of it. Just take 1 milliliter before you go to bed, not monitoring them. You'd never do that.
Just say, go back to Charlie Kirk for a minute. A professor was talking about how Charlie Kirk had basically said that, you know, some people have to die to protect the Second Amendment by accident with guns, something like that. So this professor posted it after Charlie Kirk, right? He got fired. He got terminated from his school. They terminated him. And now the school has reinstated him, and they've had to pay him $500,000. Okay. Darren Michael, associate professor at Austin Peay State University, has reportedly been reinstated and given $500,000 after his being fired over posts about the assassinated conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Tennessee's News obtained a copy of the settlement between Michael and the university. The APSU agrees to issue a statement acknowledging regret for not following the 10-year termination process in connection with the dispute. The settlement reportedly reads, the statement will be distributed via email through reasonable communication channels to faculty, staff, and students. The university confirmed to Nashville that Michael returned to his faculty position at the end of December. He was fired on September the 12th, 2 days after the assassination of Kirk, after social media posts about Kirk spread far and wide on social media. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, brought attention to one post and included Michael's photo and biography. What do you say? She wrote. Charlie Kirk says, gun deaths are unfortunately worth it to keep the Second Amendment. Read the headline of an article Michael shared. He did not add any additional comment on it and was immediately terminated. That's unbelievable.
Wow.
You talk about censorship.
Yeah.
And so now I'm really glad he's got his gun. I'm really glad he's got, you know, got his gun for him. So I'm really glad he's got his job back, and I'm glad he got paid $500,000 for having had been treated like that.
Yeah.
I'm glad he had a good attorney. I guarantee you, this went to the court real quickly.
Oh, yeah.
And this school thought, this is going to go sideways for us. We need to fix this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, tenured professors, it's very difficult. They have to follow a certain procedure to get rid of a tenured professor. And if they don't, they're a violation of a lot of different rules of a lot of different schools and a lot of the Department of Education. And that's why a lot of schools no longer offer tenureship for professors. It's too hard to get rid of them. They'd rather put them on a contract, and if they don't basically perform the way they need to, they just don't renew the contract rather than giving them tenure. And quite frankly, a lot of professors who got tenure at Florida State, they went completely slack after they got their tenureship. I had them. I had them for teachers. And they didn't care about the students. They didn't care about anything. Because they could not be fired. It's the weirdest thing. In fact, one guy up there who was in the law school, I remember Harrison told me about this story. He had done a full-blown, you know, strip tease in class. The guy had gone to Harvard. The guy was really smart, but he just had some weird quirks. One day he was in the room, and he got on the floor and started swimming with his clothes on the carpet. Yeah. And the kids were actually videotaping this because he was known to do these antics. But when he did the strip tease, they called him in and said, hey, look, you know, you pushed it too far this time. Now, he didn't go down but to his boxers. If you really wanted to see some old professor in his boxers.
Not particularly.
Yeah, not particularly. And but what happened is they told him not to do that one again. But the crazy part about it is, so when they get their tenure and they do whatever they want to do long enough, they simply think the rules don't apply to me. Rules for thee, not for me. I'll do whatever I want to do. And that's why I don't personally believe in tenureship at university systems. I don't believe in it at all. I don't care if they're a state school or a private school. I think it should be all based on performance, Austin. What do you think?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, I have a hard time in anything as far as, especially in a job that's also getting state subsidies and state funds. Let's put this as right, too. There's all these universities have to get funding. They can't function on their own, majority of them. Giving a position to somebody that basically they can never be terminated for anything. This happens a lot with the Postal Service. These guys get jobs. They've been there for a decade. They act pretty much any way they want, as rude as they want, as derogatory as they want, even to the very people that are paying the bills and sending the mails. I've personally dealt with this before. And they can't be terminated. They can't be reprimanded. Pretty much I had somebody at the post office say the only way you can fire somebody from the post office is they, like, kill somebody with a mail truck. Do something egregious. You can't get rid of them. You got to put them on, like, paid leave. So when you get these positions like this, the quality of service invariably always declines.
The post office is the
every
worst.
Every time, with any business. When you sit there and allow people to do anything they want, be as just derogatory as they want to their customers, and you say, doesn't matter, he's got tenure, he's been here for 20 years, he can do this, he can say this, he can do this, he can do whatever he wants, and not base anything off performance, you're right. You get this entitled attitude.
I was watching a TV show last night, and they were talking about a guy was basically charged with theft. He's a Teamster.
Yeah.
Right? And he did. He stole a bunch of beef off a truck. And what happened, they took him to court, and they couldn't prove that he did it. They were trying to get him to inform on other people. And the judge looked at him and said, don't ever bring this to me again for a working class person. Ever do this again. And the guy just straight stole stuff and completely got away with it. But he was a Teamster.
Yeah.
And this is back when Jimmy Hoffa was around.
Okay.
And see, people don't realize how much power they have. You know, we had that happen with us one time. We had a delivery come to the house or to the office, and we've been doing business with this company for 30 years, and they had Teamster drivers. And the Teamster driver basically turned wrong, got into a subdivision, you know, behind our
office.
Got lost. Then turned us in for doing something wrong. We didn't do anything because he made a mistake, and they dropped the account for us after 30 years. And there was absolutely nothing we could do to fix it because he was a Teamster.
He lied. He flat out said that we weren't a business. I've got licenses from the state. I've got licenses from the city. I've got licenses from everything's completely legal.
We're
registered as a grocer.
Yeah.
And so he came in and said, no, they're not a business.
Lied.
They're not a business at all. I got lost in a subdivision trying to find them. Flagged us, turned us in. They did a whole thing on it. They said, well, it doesn't matter. He said this.
He said, Teamster.
Here's the documents. Here's the licenses. Mm-hmm. Here's with the state. Here's with the city. Doesn't matter. He said, you're not a business. Please have a meeting with us. We'll meet with you. Come out to our business. No. We're yanking your account.
After 30 years.
We're yanking it. Done. No account for you.
And that's the power of the union.
Yeah.
So that's why they don't get fired.
No.
Oh, by the way, Sidney Sweeney lands another career-saving box office role after a string of box office bombs and scandals. The best thing she ever had is doing that I Got Good Jeans commercial with those jeans. Unbelievable. That girl,
made her globally famous.
I mean, she's not much of an actress, but she is pretty. And the funny thing about this is that she is really using that whole commercial with
good
the jeans.
Good for her.
And I'm happy for her. A good old free enterprise at work. And I love the fact that she owns it. Nope, I like my commercial
with
the jeans.
Well, my favorite is she did that interview with that girl. And that girl tries to set her up. She tries to bait her. She goes, well, you know, was there anything you need to say? Do you feel like you need to apologize for the way that commercial was taken? She goes, no. If I ever feel the need to apologize for something I did wrong, I will. It's one of the best commercials I ever did. Mic drop. I mean, she's done. The girl's like, what? What? You don't have anything to say? No. Great commercial. I'll do it again. It's like, whoa. The girl got mad. There's an interview. He tells you just get mad. Well, Cindy's just sitting there like, no, I'm good.
But I like that attitude. She stood her ground.
Here's the problem that so many people have now. Your emotions and your inability to manage your emotions and have control over your emotions is not my problem. It's really not. That's a concept of society that we've lost now. Now, of course, walking around intentionally trying to cause conflict, like hit people with cars, that's a different story. You're trying to inflict bodily harm. But because I say something and you perceive it a certain way and you don't know how to regulate your emotions, that's a you problem. That's not a me problem. You got to figure that out in your own world. You really do. If you're not directly going after somebody with a physical attack and you're just walking around offended by everything everybody says, that's a problem. Now, if you have an illegal that gets a driver's license from California and he comes to Florida and does an illegal U-turn on the turnpike and kills three people, that's an everybody problem. And the government's seen it now. The Transportation Department has now pulled a $160 million grant from California for the trucking license.
Really good segue.
Yeah. They said now California delayed revoking the licenses of 17,000 illegally issued commercial driver's licenses. 17,000. California won't revoke them. What happened is the illegals are coming in from every other country besides America illegally. They go to California. They barely pass a CDL because they're basically paying the guy to pass them off on it. Can't read signs. Can't speak English. Can't communicate with other drivers. Can't talk on a radio. Approved! They get their license. They can drive a semi-truck in the entire continental United States, which he did. Managed to get to Florida. Don't know how he did. Don't know how he didn't kill anybody on the way here. Decides to do a U-turn with a guardrail opening for law enforcement on the turnpike with 70-mile-an-hour speed limit that nobody follows. Turnpike, everybody speeds on the turnpike. Does a U-turn. Kills three people. This needs to be done. So I'm glad.
Oh, by the way, back to Sidney Sweeney.
Was she driving semi-trucks now?
She could.
She could.
But she also sparked outrage last year after starring in a controversial campaign for denim brand American Eagle. The ad featured tagline, Sydney Sweeney has great jeans.
Did we just cover this?
We did. I wasn't done. Oh. A pun on great jeans. The phrase, along with Sweeney's blue eyes and blonde hair, ignited a heated debate online when it lost last July, with critics accusing the commercial of promoting eugenics and white supremacy. Others complained that the campaign was sexist for catering to the male gaze by focusing so heavily on Sweeney's buxom appearance. The actress stayed silent in the face of backlash for months, but finally addressing the furor in an emotional statement back in December. I was honestly surprised by the reaction, she told the publication. I did it because I love the jeans and I love the brand. I don't support the views of some people chose to connect to the campaign.
There you go.
Many have assigned motives and labels to me that just aren't true. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm always trying to bring people together. I'm against hate and divisiveness. Cindy's also addressed her decision to remain silent on the issue for so long, despite the controversy raging for months in the media. Incredible marketing ability.
It's made her huge now. Huge.
No, she's household. We cover her on this show at least once a month.
Remember what I told everybody? I've said this for years. We both talked about it. Whenever the left comes after you because they want to perceive something you've done as hate speech because they deem it so, the last thing you ever do is apologize. Mm-hmm. You don't apologize. Because you did nothing wrong. Hold your own, stand your ground on it. Because that's what they want. They want to subvert you. They want to belittle you. They want to demean you in public. Nowhere at every point have I ever seen a public figure, anybody on news media or podcast, come and apologize for something they've done to offend the liberal left because they make everything a big problem, ever go good for them. They don't. Because the left is never satisfied. The communists are never satisfied. All they want is more, more, more control, more manipulation, more domination over their... How in the world do these people have nothing better to do all day besides stand on the street and protest? Oh, that's right. They don't have a job. They do nothing productive for society. They're living on welfare. Who else has time to drive around in a car and protest at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Please answer me that. Riddle me that one. Her and her lesbian wife are running around in a car all day being a protester tool, driving in and out of protest, which they were, now it's been confirmed. Who does that? I don't do that. He doesn't do that. I have things to do, like bring you guys news and keep producing high-quality supplements and focus on health. I don't have time to run around.
Yeah, you got 3 kids.
And hit people with cars.
This is ridiculous.
it's been that show again today.
It's just one of those things.
Well, no, it's just people don't start to realize it. You know, it's just a major, major problem that people are having nowadays is capitulating to the left.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Everybody wants to comply. I said this so many times. I learned this in school when I was younger. I learned this in fighting. I learned this in karate. The last thing you ever do is submit and apologize to a bully. That's the last thing you ever do. If you got a guy, this is just an easy analogy. If you got a kid, it's picking on you every day, and every day he's taking your lunch money, and every day you give him your lunch money, and every day you give him your lunch money, every day you give him your lunch money because you're capitulating, you're apologizing. Do you think the next day he's suddenly going to go, you know what, this kid's so nice, he gives me his lunch money every day, I'm just going to not take his lunch money anymore? No, that's never happened. The only thing bullies understand is get hitting in the face as hard as you can hit them. It's what happens. And you can tell the people in society that have never been hit in the face. Mike Tyson, one of the favorite quotes he ever said, he goes, everybody's got a plan until they get hit in the face.
You know, my buddy.
That's a fact.
My buddy Mike Cohen, you know, he met Tyson. He's a bodyguard, and Tyson came to a place. You don't even know about
Tyson. Tyson's saved now.
Well, yeah, but he said he shook Tyson's hand.
Yeah.
And he said it was like, being shaken. Now we know why they call him Iron Mike. He said he gripped his hand. And Mike is 6'8". He's a big man. He's got a
Your buddy hand. Mike.
My
not
buddy Mike.
Mike Tyson's not 6'8".
No. My buddy Mike's 6'8", and professional bodyguard, and he'll crush your hand. He shakes so hard. And he said that Tyson crushed his hand.
Oh, he's dense.
He's in his 60s now. And he said he gripped Mike's hand. He said, Mike, I can't even believe how strong he is.
It's the bone density and tissue buildup from all this fighting. What happens when you fight like that long enough, your tissue gets so dense, your bone density actually starts to grow and harden up. You turn into rocks. Those guys were like they're a rock.
Iron Mike.
Yep.
But Mike said, and that's why he was talking about that exhibition fight that he had a few months back. And he goes, that was staged. He says, Tyson could have still knocked this guy out.
Yeah. Because Tyson lost, he got like $50 million. If he won, he got like $5 million. $45 million spread. I just, whatever, take the L.
Thank you.
$45 million, whatever.
Hey, I love you. See you in church on Sunday. I'll be praying for you again. Thank you for your support. Always remember that Jesus is the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith, and through Christ we can do all things. Always put your hearts and minds in Jesus and look at the Word of God as your template as to what you do and what you follow. That's why God said, don't eat pork. Don't eat pork. I realize that's Old Testament, but it's still a dietary principle that He gave us thousands of years ago to keep you healthy, keep you from getting cancer. I appreciate you guys so very much. By the way, if He created the heavens and the earth and He created you and me, He kind of gave us a user's manual, owner's manual, as what we should and shouldn't need. Love you. I'll close it off.
Vote for the product of the week, guys. You got on the front page, vote. Of course, it's on sale right now. Check it out over the weekend. Be sure to check out the other products you can vote for at teamhealthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. Check out the bestsellers, too. Leave a review if you can. Have a fantastic weekend. If you need anything, Health Masters, I'll talk to you guys on the show tomorrow, as always. Actually, Monday, as always.
I love you guys.